What's the need for chizuk? There has to be an occasion for chizuk. Is anything wrong? On the contrary, we just completed Sfiras HaOmer. We counted 49 days. We climbed Bisromimus from stage to stage. We reached Kabbal Satorah. We reached the pinnacle. It was an amazing Shavuos. So what's the need for chizuk? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichron Levrach, has a very famous shmooz on the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Soru maher min aderech asher tzivisim, osu lehem egel masecha. And he asks the following question: Hinei ze ata omdu b'mamad haniska v'anora mamad har Sinai. Ulefeta naflu mi igra rama lebira mikta shalcheta egel. What is it about the human species that we reach the highest point? We get to the point of igra rama, and boom, we fall down. And Reb Chaim says that the higher you climb, the harder you fall, and the more dangerous it is. Kayin kills Hevel. The Ramban says about Kayin, Amad midaito al sod hakarbonos visidron. Who was Kayin? He was somebody who appreciated the sod hakarbonos, and yet he killed his brother. About Arpa, together with Rus, it says ki teich nashuv la'amech. Both together, Arpa with Rus. Arpa higil otah hakarak morut, vaitamu chana lazov et amav et molarata, vilachyot kigioret Yisrael. And yet, Chazal say on that very night, sheparsha michamosa, nisarvu bagayis shalmea bnei adam. She went down to the lowest level, eza nefila machredet v'ayuma. Fascinating. A human being can reach the highest level, and yet from there he falls. If you drop a glass from close to the ground, it'll hardly shatter. But if you lift it up and you drop it from a height, it shatters into small pieces. Fascinating is the Gemara in Masechta Yuma. Why did they make the takana, asks the Gemara, of chiluk avoda bigorolos? Why did they need the goro? And the Gemara goes ahead and tells a story about two kohanim that were fighting on the Mizbeach itself until one murders the other with a cheref. How could it be? The Gemara Baba Basra tells us in the sugya of Yoshua ben Gamla that the parents brought their children to Tzion. When they came to Yerushalayim, they saw the Kohanim Bavadosam, the Leviim Bashiram. They understood the Yira and the Romulus. This was the atmosphere of Yerushalayim. This was the atmosphere of the Avodas HaKorbanos on the Mizbeach. And in that Avoda, in that atmosphere, one Kohen kills another. On the highest level, reaching the Avodas HaKorbanos, the Mizbeach, and yet there's a Ritzicha. How could it be? When I ask myself the following question, why do B'nai Torah need Chizuk? After all, we're learning Torah, we're surrounded by an atmosphere of Yira. And what does it mean? If a person really defines what Chizuk is all about, I think the answer lies in the following sentence. When I become aware of the fact that I have trouble getting up in the morning, what's the answer? And the answer is not because I enjoy sleeping. Because if you're motivated and you realize the goal, then despite the fact that it's very warm under the blanket and you really enjoy sleep, nevertheless you'll get up. If a person has trouble waking up in the morning, it's because he doesn't appreciate, he doesn't love Talmud Torah. He's lacking in that Avas Limud HaTorah. And if a person doesn't get up in the morning, it's because he's lacking in the Chashivus of Avodas HaTfilah. He doesn't appreciate what Tfilah is all about. A person has a taste of Tfilah. He's Toeim Tam Tfilah. He has no problem saying Shtuois. Let me get up in order to serve Hashem. I would like to say that after Shavuos, it's not coincidental that we read Parshas Noso. And perhaps from Parshas Noso, we can arrive at a conclusion. What does it mean when a person wants to be mechazik themselves, when a person wants to be mekabel on themselves some kabbalah? How do they go about doing so? On the pasuk in Parshas Noso, Vayehi biyom kalos Moshe lahakim es hamishkan, the Medrash points out that the word Vayehi always indicates something rough. The waters are rough. Vayehi bimei shvot hashoftim, Vayehi bimei achashverosh. It's always Vayehi miloshon vay, miloshon woe. But I don't get it. Vayehi vayom kalos Moshe lahakim es hamishkan. The most glorious day, the most glorious chapter in the history of Klal Yisrael. And it opens up with the word Vayehi. Vay, Omer Avovin, Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Vay. Why? So Rabbi Avin in the Medrash gives a mashal. And he says the following. The king is married to a woman. But unfortunately, she's a fighter. She's rebellious. So what does he do? He tells her to spend her time asili purfia, a very beautiful garment. And she spends time weaving the garment and beautifying it. But as soon as she completes the job, and then hey, Viola Melech, she brings it to the king. The king gets very nervous. And he's afraid that after that respite, that period of time where she wasn't so rebellious, she's going to go back and be that same rebellious self. Why? Because she's no longer involved in that challenge. When a person has a challenge, when we have the days of Sfira and we're building up towards Kabbalah Satorah, there's no problem. When we're doing the malacha of building the Mishkan, we're preoccupied, we're dedicated, there's no room for the Yetzer Hara to enter into our minds. But says the Medrash, as soon as this Vayehi B'yom Klos Moshe, we completed the job, now there's no longer responsibility. At that point, Vayilonu Ha'am Al Moshe, then the problems and the rebellions begin. Rabosai, we've been involved for 7 weeks in preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. We spoke last time about how Kabbalah Satorah means a hischayvus haguf, that the guf itself goes through a change. And now, what are we involved in? Are we going back to the rigmarole, the everyday learning, and without a sense of purpose, without a sense of tam haTorah, the avas haTorah, the gishmak in Torah? Are we going to fall back into this situation in which we're not motivated, chas v'sholom, and we can take a tefillah from that rama, from that very high level? And I think perhaps the answer to this question lies in the Ramban. The Ramban tells us in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos that after Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, and even after they're freed from Mitzrayim, they are still not considered Geulim. The Geula hasn't taken place. At what point do they reach the highest level and they clinch Geula? They're called Nigolim only when they build the Mishkan and this Hashras Hashchina on the Mishkan. And the Ramban describes beautifully the level of Klal Yisrael at the point in which they complete the Meleches HaMishkan. He says, Heim Heim HaMerkava. They become Shavu el Milas Avosam, like Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the Markova. The Oznech Shavim Geula. That's the Shlemus of Geula. And at that moment, when they complete the process of Geula, Vayehi Biyom Klos Moshe. Vay, vay. Again, the same idea. We climb up and we reach an amazing achievement, a pinnacle. And then, Chas v'Sholom, vay, vay. Who is a Nazir? And what is the nature of his Kabbalas Nazirus? The Gemara tells us a very famous Agadita, but it also has halachic implications in defining and understanding the Kabbalah of a Nazir. About Reb Shimon HaTzadik, he refused to eat from the Karbonos of a Nazir. If a Nazir contracted Tumah and he had to bring special Karbonos, he, Shimon HaTzadik, was afraid to eat from the Karbonos. Maybe it was a Shaila of Chulin Bazar. Miyamai lo achalti asham nazir tome chutz mi adam echad. There was one case of a sincere nazir. Nazir adam echad shebolai min adorom yifei naim v'tovroi kitzvosav sduros lo taltalim. He looks in the mirror. He looks in the reflection in the pond, and he sees what a beautiful guy he is. And the Yetzer Hara gets the best of him. And he decides at that moment that he's going to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And he's mekabel on himself to be a Nazir. Ha'avoda shagalechecha l'shamayim. I'll take these beautiful curls and I will shave them off l'shem shamayim. At that point, Shimon HaTzadik stands up and he kisses him al Rosho and he says to him, Kamoscha yirbu nazirim mi Yisrael alecha marakosav ish ki yafli lindar neder nazir lahazir l'ashem. You are nazir l'ashem and I will eat from your karma without any hesitation. B'liyas taigut. So Tosis asks the obvious question, what is so unique about this nazir? In fact, every other Nazir is motivated l'shem shamayim. Why should this Nazir be unique? Says Tosus, Klomar, Shetchilas Nidro Legamre l'shem shamayim. Why is that Legamre l'shem shamayim? Why is it any different than another Nazir? Your classical Nazir, says Tosus, is Shar Nodrim, Stoma Nodrim V'yeis Tzara, a person realized that he's fallen from his original place and he's mitztayer and he wants to have kapara in his averos. So what does he do? He accepts upon himself to be a nazir. And for some reason, Tosfos says that in that case, kishem misrabim hayomim aleihem, because as a result of contracting tumah, he's got to start his malos all over again, and it's getting very heavy for him, is at that point he becomes a toer al rishonos. Why isn't that as much l'shem shamayim as this nazir echad mi bidorom who's fighting his yetzahara? I need the Nazirus because I want it to be a schus, a kapara for my averos, chas v'sholom. Is that not l'shem shamayim? Here, in the case of Shar, Nodre, Nazirus, we have a chashash, says Shimon HaTzadik, Shema Yiyah To'al Rishonos, Masha'en came in the case of the Nazir Echem in Adorom, Tchilas Naziroso, Kivlo l'shem shamayim, and therefore there's no chashash of To'al Rishonos. What is that all about? And I think perhaps the answer lies in the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, what's the lashon of nazir? What's the root, etymologically, of the word nazir? And he says, it comes from the word nazir. Nazir al-kav ha-rosho, nazir is a crown. And he says the following, Da, ki kol b'nei Adam avdei taivos ha'olam. Every human being is vulnerable and suspect to be a slave to his hedonistic desires and pleasures. Who is the real king who's free of all this avdus? He is the one who has the nazer of malchus berosho. He is chafshi min ataivis. He is the nazir. The nazir is chafshi min ataivis. What is the nazir? The perfect ideal of a Nazir is the Echad Min Adorom, who's makabel on himself Naziros to break his taiva. He realizes that he has a serious problem with the Yetzirah. And in order to combat the Yetzirah, he accepts upon himself Nazirus. That's what Tosus calls Tchilas Kabbalas Naziruso L'Shem Shamayim. He wants to become not an Eved to his Tavis, but a Molech Al Tavoso. And his Kabbalah is absolutely sincere. The Meshech Chachma adds another dimension to this whole discussion. And he says, why is it that the Torah places the karbanos of the Nazir together, conjoined with the karbanos of the Nesiim? The Nesiim, after all, brought the karbanos for Chanukas HaMizbeach, to dedicate the Mizbeach. What does that have in common with the Nazirus and the karbanos of a Nazir? Says Rav Meir Simcha, HaNazirus hu Chinuch. Nazirus equals chinuch. Just like you have the Nesiim to be machanech the Mizbeach, to break it in, so too the Nazir is machanech. Who is he machanech? He's machanech himself. L'shviras haruach v'halev ha-mis'aveh. He wants to break up the lev ha-mis'aveh. He wants to have control over the taivis. He wants to break in anew and start again. And Rabosai, what that means is that every single individual has to determine for himself what his challenges are. If a person has a challenge of taivis, then he fits the category of a nazir, and his kabbalah should be, I want to break my taivis, I want to become a nazir al rosho, a malchus, and control my taivis. If a person has other taivis, let's say for example, the Chofetz Chaim speaks about a taiva. He says, a taiva for Lashon Hara. I look for an opportunity to speak bad against someone. Again, in the yeshiva, we hope it would never happen. Who would say something negative about another member of the Kolel, Chas V'Sholem, and certainly not about the Rosh Kolel? It would never dawn on anyone's mind. But every person has to decide for himself. Because if he has criticism, then it becomes a mitzvah of hocheach tochiach. And he goes to the person and he says, you know what? Maybe we can improve. But not to say it to someone else. And if a person has a challenge in Avas Yisrael, then he should work on that. If he has a challenge in Taiva, then he fits the Nazir. But what's common in all these cases? The Kabbalah is, I want to move forward. I'm not worried about what happened in the past. I'm not talking about finding a method for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechaper me on my averos, on my avonos. That's not what we're talking about, Chizuk. That's not what the Nazir is about. The Nazir Echem and Adorom is not in the process of kapara. He's not looking to change the past. He wants to change himself. And he wants to start anew. And therefore he wants to be makabel on himself something that would transform him. That is a Kabbalah mitchilaso l'shem shamayim. That, says the Meshech Chochma, is chinuch. Chinuch means to start something brand new, to be mechanichet. And then the Meshech Chochma, in a different piece, he asks himself the question, how long should that Kabbalah be? Says the Meshech Chochma, a person has to know himself. When he's makabel on himself a certain Kabbalah, he has to realize it might be 30 days, a Naziris of Shloshim Yom, it might be Mea Yomim, it might be longer. But it should always be Ligdar, it should always be limited. Because ultimately, if he takes upon himself a Kabbalah, and he wants to overcome his Yetzer, then he wants to reintegrate himself into society. And he says the following, once he breaks that midah, and he's in control of his taivus, v'levavo eino chashud, he's no longer suspected of avas atzmo, of self-love, v'batuach, and now he can take from hanas ha'olam b'mezeg, in the right balance, haroi, that's appropriate, V'lo yavali de mosros, and he won't exceed the bounds. The adaraba yehena me'olam v'yedaito murevesim abrios. If he was celibate, he separated himself from other people because in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro he wasn't behaving properly. Now he could reintegrate himself and enter into society the way it was meant to be. If he was too involved in taiva, now he's made a transformation. He could re-enter the world, have the handal, like the Yerushalmi says in Kiddushin, that we also love. Oh, every person will come to din. Why didn't he enjoy this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this world, and this world was meant to be enjoyed. So he'll integrate himself again into society. What is it then that defines the Kabbalah of a Nazir? The Kabbalah of a Nazir is Kedusha. He wants a life of Kedusha. He wants to stand up and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am dedicated to Kedusha. He looks into his nefesh and he decides that this is what he needs at this point in his life. And therefore, coming back to our situation, after we reach this pinnacle of Chag HaShavuos, and each person knows where he's a little bit lacking, because no one is perfect, therefore he has to be mechazik himself with something small. He should be mekabel on himself, a dover katan. His purpose is to change himself, to align himself with Kedusha. And if it takes 30 days to do so, let him take 30 days. Longer, let him take longer. But whatever it is, we have to take the lesson from the Nazir that perhaps we need a Kabbalah, a certain acceptance upon ourselves for a period of time. And if we're able to do that, then it's going to be Nezer al Rosho, it's going to be Mebchinas Malchus, and such a chizuk after reaching Emirtz Hashem, that apex, that pinnacle of Chag HaShavuos, now we can continue and take that level of Aliyah and Isromimus and bring it even further and further into our lives. He wrought some of his will that we be able to successfully do so. I want to talk to you a little bit about Nida so we don't go the entire time without a little bit of study. The Gemara says in Masechet Nida on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis that according to Shmuel, down below our Gosha is not Metameh. So the Gemara asks a whole slew of kashas on Shmuel. The first kasha is from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalit. If a woman finds dam, liachar tashmish, it's a suffix. Was there a tashmish bituma or was there not a tashmish bituma? So the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, mimarafshach, if she had argosha, then he's chayav akorm chatos. They're both chayav akorm chatos. If on the other hand she had no argosha, then with the raisa she's tahora. And the Gemara doesn't now go into the possibility that the Mishnah on Daf Yudal is talking about a Tumah d'Rabbanon. So if it's talking about a Tumah d'Oraisa and she had no Argosha, why is she Tmei d'Oraisa? And the Gemara asks a similar kasha from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, that the Mishnah says that if she did a Bedika with an aid and she finds Dam on the aid Bedika, then she is Tmei. Frek the Gemara Mimonafshach, according to Shmuel, either she had Argosha and therefore she is Tmea with or without the Eid Bedika. If she didn't have Argosha, then she's Tahora Midaraisa with or without the Bedika. And the Gemara gives the same answer over and over again. The Dilma Argosha, the Lava Daite. Maybe as a result of the Shamosh, she didn't feel the Argosha. Maybe as a result of the Eid, she didn't feel the Argosha. Says the Crazy Uplasi in his introduction to Hilchos Nida. The Anochi, he says about himself, Hine Yeshkan Safek Atzum. What is the Safek Atzum of the Crazy Uplasi? He says there are two ways of learning this Gemara. One way of learning the Gemara is that even though she had Argosha, at least she claimed she had Argosha, and we would therefore classify her as a Vadai Nida, the Chiddush of the Sugya is that Dilma, perhaps what she thought was Hargosha, was not a Hargosha. It was really a result of the Shamash or the Bedikas Eid. Says the Crazy Place, but there's another way of learning this Gemara. And that is that she doesn't say she has a hargosha. But since she found dam, either after Tashmish or after Bdikas Eid, therefore we have a suffix and we assume that maybe she had a hargosha and she was unaware of it. And the nafkamina between these two ways is a gigantic nafkamina. If you go with the first approach, then on a doraisa level, if she doesn't come forward and claim she had argosha, then the doraisa, she's tahora. And the whole tum is only a tum of the rabbanon. If on the other hand, you go with the second approach of the crazy placey, then even if she didn't claim, or wasn't aware of the fact that her re'iyas dam was with argosha, nevertheless, she would be tomei sofek doraisa, because dilma, perhaps argishav lav hadaita. We have a sofek, maybe she had argosha. The crazy placey quotes the Torah Hashlamim of the Chok Yaakov, who says, like the first approach, that unless she comes forward and says she had argosha, then midoraisa she's tahora. And that's the pashas of the sugya, and that's the way Rashi seems to learn the sugya. But the crazy placey himself is machmir, like the second approach. And even if she didn't claim she had argosha, nevertheless, it's a sofek tumah. And not only is he machmir, but he claims that the poskim reject the Torah Sashlomim. He quotes, number one, the Chavas Das, and he quotes the Sidri Tara, and all of these agree that if she made a Bedika Ba'omek and not a Kinuach Mibachutz, then we assume that there may have been a Hargosha, and it's a Sofek Tumah Do'oraisa. Now, is it a Sofek Tumah Do'oraisa, or it is a Vadei Tumah Do'oraisa? The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph Halacha Beis says that if she found dam, even though lo hergisha matza dam bifnim baprozda harezu bechezka sheba bargosha. In other words, the Rambam assumes that if through this bedika she found dam mi bifnim, then the chazaka is that she had a hargosha. It sounds like, according to the Rambam, we're talking about an Iser Tumah Do'oraisa. Not only that, the Trumas Hadeshin says that we're dealing with a Do'oraisa, and he quotes other poskim, and even though the Chok Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Raisha, disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshin, nevertheless, it seems that there's so many riots in favor of the Trumas Hadeshin, therefore the crazy place is Machmir against the Torah Hashlom. But I want to call to your attention one particular raya of the crazy place. That's from the Sugya on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. In that Sugya, based on the Mishnah of Nimtza Beprozdo, is Sveiko Tomei. The Gemara understands that we're talking about a din de'oraisa, that since she found dam, even though there was no argosha, there's a din de'oraisa, and sarfin all of es hatrumos. We wouldn't be sorry if truma is based on a din tumah derabanan. Says the crazy place. See, here you see that as a result of her bedika and the assumption that maybe there was argosha that she wasn't aware of, therefore we'll be sorry if es hatruma, we're dealing with a tumah de'oraisa.
What does that mean? It means that she had an argosha,
because we don't have to. We have to assume that she had argosha. Why? Because since she did a bedikas eid, even though she's not aware of argosha, we assume that she had argosha. That sounds like the Rambam Shita, that there's a chazok and a reglayim ludoma that she had argosha. Therefore, sorfin olav esha trumos in the case of bedikas eid. The first one who was aware of this kasha of the crazy place, he was the Noda Yehuda. And based on this, the Noda Yehuda came to the conclusion, this is his Bible, that Hargosha is enough to have Hargosha of Zivas Dovar Lach. What the Gemara means there for the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin is that although she didn't have a full-fledged Hargosha, she had Hargosha Zivas Dovar Lach, and that's why Sarfin Aleches Atrumos. But in the absence of that Hargosha of Zivas Dovar Lach, Eino Chinami, she would not be Tmeo Doraisa. And here we see that the Noda Yehuda accepted the Sheet of the Torah Hashlomim, that we're not going to assume a Hargosha unless she had Hargosha. Aye, she only had a Bedika, says the Noda Yehuda, but she had Hargosha. Hargosha is Zivas Dovar Lach. But on the other hand, the crazy place is not willing to accept that. And therefore, the crazy place, he says, that we have to be Machmir, And the reason we have to be machmir, says the crazy placey, is because she had argoshas aid. And if she had argoshas aid, we assume that she had argosh as well, not argosh of zivas dover lach. But the interesting thing, I think, is the Taz. And this is where I want to complete our discussion for today. In Yoredeya Simon Kuf Tzadi, which I'm studying here with the Balabatim now, the Taz in Sifkot and Chav Beis, which if you have the Friedman edition, I always like to announce it, it's on page Kuf Yud Ches. The Taz says the following. A woman has Dam Mibes HaRei Shalom. Regila lahotzi dami beis harei shalom, which we call hemorrhoids. And he writes, and you're all familiar with this Taz, mikan the af bisofek al yedei bidika mahani bo litlos bidover acher. Even though she made a bidika and she found dam on the bidika, nevertheless tlia works. In what case? The isha sheregila, etc., etc. Ubod ka'atzma bi'ed boduk, ubishas ha'bedika noga gam sham, she also came in contact with the beis harei, the toliba. Why? How do we have tliya in a case of an aid bedika, after an aid bedika is equivalent to argosh, is it not? No. Says the Taz, the ain kan sofik doraisa, there's not even a sofik doraisa at all. The kema delora gisha bedam in amokar. Therefore, without our gosha, there's no dam d'oraisa. There's not even a suffix dam d'oraisa. Ella, what is a tumah d'rabbanan? So says the Taz. In such a case, you can be tole in the dam mibeis harei, because she was nogea b'kinuach b'beis harei. And then, to prove his point, he quotes the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, nearly the hechad ikal mechas shema ba dam bi aid zeh. Again, we're talking about dam on an aid, but he came machmash and is aska samuch lemakom sha aid sham b'minei damim is tolim b'hem. We can be told on these minei damim, and why says the Beis Yosef kevan shelo hirgisha b'yitzias dam migufa. This would seem to prove, l'chora at the face of it, the sheet of the Taurus HaShlomim, that the Taz himself, and before him perhaps the Beis Yosef, accepted the Shita of the Taurus HaShlomim. Namely, if she doesn't have argosha, we're not dealing with the Tumah d'Oraisa at all, we're only dealing with the Tumah d'Rabbanan. And if you assume that with the Bedikas aid, like the Shita of the Krasi Uplasi and other Achronim, that we're talking about a Tumah d'Oraisa, then in that case, there's no room for Tliya. The room for Tliya is because it's a d'Rabbanan. So I just want to suggest that there are three different ways of interpreting the Taz. The Sidrei Tara writes that Enochinami, the Taz, also agrees that in a normal situation, we would assume with an Eid Bedika, at the very least, a Sofek Tumah D'Oraisa, Dilma Argisha, Vilava Daita. Why then is the Taz Mekil in that particular case? Says the Sidrei Tara, who remembers, again, if you're interested, it's on page Shin, Samach Vav, and Friedman, it's a very Yisodistic Sidrei Tara. He says, because of Sfek Sveka, the reason why the Taz is willing to accept Sfek Sveka, Tliya in the Dam Shel Beis Harei is because there's one Sofek as to whether or not this dam came min ha-mokar. Maybe it came from the Beis Harei. And even if it came min ha-mokar, maybe there was no argosha. In other words, when the Gemara says, in the case of an Eid Bedika, Dilma argosha v'lavadaiti, it's only the Getter Sofek. If you can be tzari for another Sofek in this case, that maybe the dam didn't come from the mokar at all, is we have a bona fide Sfek Sfek. It's clear then that the Sidrei Tara, who he himself accepted the Chumrah of the Krasi Uplasi, that in the case of an Eid Bedika we have a Sofek Tumah D'Oraisa, nevertheless it's only a Sofek. It's not a Vadai, and you have to go back to the Sugya on Daf Yud Zayin and see what it means, Sofek and all of us are Trumas. And the Sidrei Tara holds that in a case where we assume that maybe she had a hargosha but lava daite because of the aid, then it becomes a sofek tumah d'oraisa. And then afkamida is going to be that now we can be mitzare for another sofek and create a svek svek. But then the Sidrei Tara offers another possibility. And he wants to say this in the Beis Yosef in particular. And he says the following. That Kevan Shalohir Gisha, what the Beis Yosef is saying is that on the one end, when we have a tziruf of a possibility that maybe the dam came from elsewhere, like the Tliya and Beis Harei, or in the case of the Beis Yosef, where she was Bishas Bedika, she was Osekes Biksamim, says the Sidrei Tara, in such a case we ask the question, why didn't she have Argosha? And if she didn't have Argosha, maybe that's a reglaim ledover that the dam is not coming migufa. Now we can apply the din of Tliya. In other words, again, in a normal case where there's no possibility of Tliya and she didn't have Argosha, we're going to assume a suffix. But now that she has a possibility of Tliya, we're going to go back to that original suffix. Did she have Argosha? Did she not have Argosha? And we're going to assume that given the fact that there's a possibility of Tliya and the fact that she didn't have Argosha, that this so-called Raglayim Ledover that tells me that she's a suffix Nida, a suffix Tumah, doesn't apply anymore, and therefore we could have and apply the Din of Tliya. So basically, I just want to summarize three ways of understanding the Taz. One way of understanding the Taz is that the Taz holds like the Torah Sashlom, that in the absence of Argosha, we don't have a possibility of a Tumah Doraisa based on Shmuel. And the whole discussion about Bedikas Eid and Dilma Argosha is only in a case where she claims she did have Argosha. But if she doesn't have Argosha and she claims she didn't have Argosha, then in the worst case scenario, you're dealing with a Tumah Derabanan. If there's a Tumah Derabanan, then Ein Hachinami, the Din of Tliya, operates. The second way of interpreting the Taz is to assume that the Taz holds like the Trumas Adeshen and like the Crazy Uplasi, and we have here a bona fide Sufik Doraisa Dilma Argosha Vlavadaite. But since there's a possibility of Tliya, and that's a very strong logical possibility, therefore the Bedika leads us to a Raglayim Ledofer that what? That the Dam came Igufa? If the Dam came Igufa, how come she didn't have Argosha? And if we ask that question, why didn't she have Argosha? We're left with the possibility of Tliya to say the reason why she didn't have Argosha is because this Dam didn't come in Amokar, but rather came Mi Beis Harei. And the third possible way of learning the Taz is to assume that even in a case where there is a possibility of Tliya, we're still left with a Suffik Doraisa Dilma Argosha in the case of an Eid Bedika, Vilava Daite, but we can set up a bona fide Sveksveka. Why? Because we could ask the following question. Did the Dam come from the Beis Harei? And even if it didn't come from the Beis Harei, namely Imtim Saloma, that it came from the Makar, perhaps indeed she had no Argosha. Because at the end of the day, whether she had Argosha or didn't have Argosha is left to a Suffolk. And therefore we could create a Sveksveka. I just want to leave you with the following question based on the shach at the end of Yordei Chelik Aleph, whether or not this would be a bona fide Sveksveka. I don't know how to learn the Sidrei Tara. We had long discussions in the past about whether or not in Hilchas Nida, when there was no Argosha, whether you need a bona fide Sveksveka. And this Sveksveka is a little bit weak because it's only in one direction. In other words, first you have to assume the Dam came Minha Min Ari'i, Mi Beis Ari'i. Then you could talk about the other suffix. But if you start with the first suffix, then you don't even have a possibility of entertaining the second suffix. So that depends on the universal question that we've raised in the past. And we'll stop here.
What do you mean that you could go ahead?
Yeah.
The second way, you have to have.
I don't remember which is the second, which is this. But
the Maisa, we have to get to the third chat that they just make speaker, because if he holds the Raisa, so what would be the solution?
Oh, so what we're saying is that even though it's a Sufik Doraisa, but the Sufik Doraisa is based on a certain circumstantial evidence, you know, a reglayim ledover that pushes us to assume that maybe she really did have Argosha, v'lo avadaite. Oh, so what happens in a case where she did a kinuach and that kinuach touched other damim, so even though she did a bdika and it was ba'omek, you no longer have that umdana, because now we have another reason to suggest why we don't believe that she had our gosh of alavadaite, namely that it came from the Beis Harei or it came from other ksavim. So in that case, the tliya itself, correct, something like that, that the strong power or force to take a look at the Sidri Tara to say tliya leads me to question whether or not Dilma Argish of Lavadaiti is a real reglaim l'dover. And if it's not a reglaim l'dover, then I can apply the din of tliya. So is the Taz operating me din tliya? Is he operating me din speksveka? Or is he saying no? That since she didn't have the pashas in the Taz when I first read it, is that since she didn't have a hargosha, there's no dorais. The whole business of Dilma Argisha is all midrabban. It's all a two midrabban. Okay then, that's what I wanted to say.